206-635-5910.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Tuesday, February 17, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trekker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse over there in South Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trekker Randy.
Man, you don't know how hard it is for me to stop saying what I used to say and just talk about one location for the Iron Pig Smokehouse. I want you to explain to people again who may not heard you last Tuesday what's going on with the Iron Pig and what's going on with the downtown location.
Yeah, so for the better part of a year now, we've had two locations in Gaylord. Our location we've had since 2017 right there downtown on Main Street, and our new location on Old 27 South across from Old 27. We knew that Gaylord would not support two Iron Pig restaurants. For crying out loud, there isn't two McDonald's in this town, you know? So it wasn't a realistic expectation to believe that we could keep two restaurants open. So we'd always had a plan to do something different with our location downtown. We don't own that location. We just lease that. And everybody knows rent does nothing but go up and up and up, which is why we needed to purchase our own location to secure our future. So we have this property downtown that we've built up for the last 8 years. And, of course, amazing things have happened in that location and crazy things have happened in that location. So, of course, it's important to us and we wanted to do something different. And last week we shut – well, 2 weeks ago now, we shut down on Sunday evening the Iron Pig and went through a remodel – and remodeled our downtown location into a Prohibition-era speakeasy-style restaurant and bar, and lounge, I should say. Small plates, tapas style, so you know a couple comes in and might order three dishes, and they share them. Or a group of four or five might come in, and you order three, four, or five dishes, and you all share them. That's what this is designed to do. We saw, of course, during the pandemic that so many people were meeting up and getting together as people really used to do in restaurants. And that's really what we want to bring back. And Michigan has a wild history with prohibition before the Volstead Act, which is the 18th Amendment. There's some awesome things that, right, awesome may not be the right word, but looking back on them now, there's some really awesome things that Michigan was doing before the national prohibition, which led to some organized crime and the Al Capone era and the Purple Gang and some other things. So we have a new restaurant concept downtown at our old Iron Pig location.
And what is the name of it again?
It's Prohibition. So it's Prohibition, which is what they did to me and the Iron Pig back in 2020, the longest serving liquor license suspension. We could not advertise. We couldn't sell alcohol. So we decided to do kind of a tongue-in-cheek spin on that and call it Prohibition. We got prohibitioned back in 2021, again, with that license suspension. So we just thought, hey, Michigan has this wild history with Prohibition before the National Prohibition Act. So let's lean into that a little bit and have some fun with it.
Ah, that's funny. So Prohibition ED, you were prohibitioned.
Yes,
sir. I love it. Well, I got to come over and check it out. And explain the entrance real quick. You did something kind of creative with that as well.
Yeah, so we're using, a lot of people don't know, but in our building, we actually occupy two spaces, and we blasted a big hole. So you actually have to go in through the two doors that we haven't used in 8 years. So you walk in, and it's kind of taped off, and you have to go through a side door to get in. It's definitely different when you get there.
I love it. We're going to keep being through the break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying through the break, Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouse at the South location, 4029 Old 27. And Ian, one thing I really like about this location is how accessible it is right off of I-75. I had some friends downstate said they were coming up north, and I said, well, get off early, short of Gaylord at exit 279. That's old 27. When you come off the ramp, just head south about a mile, and you'll see it on the left-hand side, the east side of the road across from Otsego Lake. And they stopped in and said they had a great meal on their way up to the UP. But you've got so many things potentially lining up, especially now with that pavilion next door. Tell the folks about that so they fully understand all the things you have at the new location that you actually own.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people really don't know that kind of the impetus that started. You know, we've talked about this big property since Bell Iron Grill, which was the former restaurant there, closed after the pandemic. You know, it's a beautiful property. The pavilion next door, you know, gives us the opportunity to do so many things, concerts, any kind of event that you can imagine. We're doing a farmer's market Thursdays this summer. really what lit a fire under me to get that property, reaching out to you and trying to put together a deal, was the fact that we had an event downtown under the pavilion, which is next door to our downtown location on Court Street. The government built a big structure there. We had an event planned, and about 10 days before that event was to happen, the city of Gaylord notified us that they had double booked that pavilion downtown for that day that we were planning to have a brisket festival. And that was kind of the last straw for me. And now, I the city of Gaylord is not in the event planning business, so I don't entirely fault them for that. But, you know, we had put out advertisements and spent money to do this. And when they backed out on that deal, I was like, you know what? I've had enough. We need our own venue. We need our own home. And that's when I reached out to you and we got all the gears going and the plans put in motion to purchase that location. So now we have this gorgeous outdoor pavilion. We've had a few events, but this summer we're really going to blow it out. We're hoping that every month over the summer, at least one weekend, we have one big event there. I already mentioned the farmer's market. We're booking weddings, graduation parties. Of course, we'll have our big fall festival again. Naturally, we're going to have a huge Independence Day festival as well. Fireworks right there on Otsego Lake. So it's really nice to have this venue. And of course, this last weekend we saw with so many snowmobilers in town, we need all this extra space for parking and for extra customers. I mean, we had over 500 people in the restaurant just on Saturday alone during Valentine's Day.
Wow, that's huge.
So boy, do we need all that extra space and the extra outdoor space. We got the food truck sitting out back. It's all lit with Edison bulbs. Fire pits are out back. So all this extra space is definitely needed and has already been used this wintertime already. So it's just nice to have a little bit more breathing room than what we've had downtown.
Sure. And the thing of it is that I really like is in the restaurant itself, you're more of a sit-down type restaurant as opposed to what you were at the downtown location.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest differences between the two locations. When we expanded to the new one, we did sit-down service. Again, that location downtown is so small and so cramped. We designed it for counter service, and a lot of people liked it. And, of course, there's always some people that don't like ordering at a counter and having to get your own drink, this, that, and the other. So when we got to the new restaurant, we're like, listen, we have so much more space. We can actually have waiters and waitresses at the tables, table service, a much bigger menu, which I also believe is part of our success down there. Steaks and fish, not just smoked food on the menu. Because, listen, I understand not everybody likes smoked food and or barbecue. So our new restaurant, I can't even say new, it's over a year old now, but the bigger location just gives us the opportunity to do so much more, and it's paid off in spades.
Yeah, absolutely. And one other thing you guys did was did some research and actually reached out to some folks down in Kentucky, and you created your own brand of bourbon.
Yeah, this has been a wild, wild success. taken the Iron Pig name and the brand and the risket for the brisket and putting a Kentucky bourbon and the Iron Pig name together is not something I necessarily had on my radar. But we've been wildly successful with it. I do believe that we're about to get ready to bottle our next batch down in Kentucky. Hopefully in the coming weeks, I'll have a little bit more information on that. But we do sell both batches. We have a small batch and a single barrel, 100 proof on both of them, probably the smoothest 100 proof alcohol I've ever had. The reviews and the feedback are amazing. It's just about the only bourbon that we sell in either of our restaurants now. $59 for a bottle of the small batch and $79 for a bottle of the single barrel. Only available at either of our restaurants right now, but we are working to get them into retail to sell around Michigan.
Oh, too cool. That would be awesome. Well, one thing that a lot of people don't realize, bourbon has zero carbs and no sugar. Through the distillation process, all of that is trapped in the mash itself and removed from the alcohol, you know, via the filtering process. Because I had one person say, well, I heard you mention that, you know, you use bourbon at night to relax and go to sleep. And I said, yep, two fingers almost every single night. And he's like, well, doesn't that affect your weight loss program? And I said, no, it's even better than Ultra or Miller Lite or anything like that. There's zero carbs and zero sugar. And he's like, I never even thought of that. But that was kind of interesting. And the thing of it is, that process of going through Kentucky, it's a pretty big ordeal that you guys went through.
Yeah, and you definitely can't consider yourself a legitimate bourbon, let alone a Kentucky bourbon, if it doesn't come from a particular spot in Kentucky on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. And yes. Bardstown is who distills our – they have one of the largest private label bottling programs in the nation. And that's what we did is we went to Bardstown and said, hey, listen, we understand you guys are the best in the business. Let's partner up together. And I could be wrong, but I believe we have over 20 barrels in a rack house down in Bardstown right now.
That is too cool. Excellent. Excellent. Well, good for you. One thing I know a lot of people had asked me as they came up north and you know, during the pandemic, what we survived and went through. And I kept telling everybody on the radio, you need to go over there and keep this guy open because, you know, he's fighting the good fight. And just a quick update. You actually decided with your attorney, David Delaney, that you're actually going to take the case even further. You're going all the way to the Michigan Supreme Court. Explain that real quick to the folks.
Yeah, real quick. You know, it didn't quite go as planned in the Court of Appeals. You know, only one judge sat there and asked any questions of the three, Judge Brian Zara. That's not correct. Anyway,
Brock Schwartzel.
Schwartzel, yes. Yeah. Zara is the Supreme Court justice that actually weighed in when we did the state did a bypass application. So really what we're doing is we're taking the question up to the Michigan Supreme Court. It's a very important question, and it has through lines to so much of many other things that are going on. But really why I want to continue the conversation is because we have really let the people of Michigan down by allowing Michigan Supreme Court to be completely reversed in less than 5 years, went from a 5-2 majority Republicans to now a 6-1 Democrat-led Michigan Supreme Court. And we're already seeing contradictory rulings. And this is just another way for us to put to them, listen, this is a way you ruled 5-6 years ago. Tell me it's not political and rule and take our case. Now, the odds of them doing this probably are not very high. But that's also sort of the point. I want to point out to voters what has happened to the Michigan Supreme Court and the law of the land, right? They're the ones that interpret Michigan's Constitution. And this has been the problem since March of 2020. Governor Whitmer completely abused Michigan's constitution. And there are still levers. You know, when I put this Facebook post out a couple of weeks ago with the crime tape barricading off our downtown location, there was a reason why I did that. Yeah, to go viral and to talk about our opening of our new restaurant. But moreover, to let people know that this can actually happen tomorrow, today. There are still laws on the books. The power is still within the local health department and the state health department to shut down barbershops and restaurants and all the things that they did 6 years ago. They can still do today. So our legislature has done nothing, and our Michigan Supreme Court has done nothing, and obviously the governor has done nothing to reverse any of that. And that's the story I want to talk about coming into what some are calling midterms, but I'm calling a must-win election.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of interesting because this court case, obviously, I don't think is going to be heard before the November election. But have we gotten any initial response at all from the initial filing? Are they going to take it up, or is that still going to be a couple months away from finding that out?
It could be any time. Once the application is received by the Supremes, it goes through their clerks. I don't know the quickest turnaround time for them to say that they're not going to take a case or they are going to take a case, but I do know that they can basically punt them for almost a year.
Oh,
I think
okay.
11 months, roughly, yeah. Something like that. So there is the possibility that it could get pushed back past this next election, yes.
Got it. Got a text message. Wanted to know availabilities of dates. They're brainstorming and talking and thinking about perhaps seeing if they could rent the pavilion for a family reunion. He said we have a large
sure.
family and could end up being 150, possibly 200 people.
Not a problem. Yeah, have them reach out, ironpigsmoke.com. There is a form that you can fill out for renting out the event space that goes okay. right to our chef and our catering team. They can look at the weekends that we have available for something like that. We do have a 150-person family reunion on the books already, so that is absolutely something that we do. Not a problem whatsoever. We can coordinate DJs. Obviously, we do the food and the beverage, but we have access to all kinds of things, bouncy houses, pony rides, all kinds of different things for activities from anything from a graduation party to a family reunion. And, of course, we're hoping to put together a couple of events, political events, candidate forums as well. So, again, this space is great for all kinds of that stuff.
Got ironpigsmoke.com pulled up, and I like this pop-up banner that you guys have. Join our Iron Pig Bourbon Barrel Club is a pop-up that you have there. About 20 seconds go real quick. What is the Iron Pig Bourbon Barrel Club?
So you get to pick your own number. Like my favorite number is 2. So I have bottle number 2 from this first batch that we ran, and you get that numbered bottle through the next subsequent 3 batches, as well as a 10% off lifetime discount food, beverage, and merchandise. And you get first access to all of our tasting and dinners that we do as well.
Excellent, excellent. IronPigSmoke.com. You can check it all out right there at that website. Thank you, Ian. Greatly appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Trucker Randy.
On the Hour News of hour number